WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A big three automakers making cuts now during union strikes. WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert's in Detroit.
No, car production means fewer of the parts that go into vehicles. 68 workers on layoff at Toledo Machining. 300 will soon be on layoff at transmission and casting plants in Kokomo, Indiana.
Meantime, Ford's made temporary layoffs. GM idled a plant in Kansas. In Hollywood, writers are still fighting for better pay as their union returns to the bargaining table with studios.
We are tired. People need money. People are really, really struggling. But everybody understands that we have to be in this fight until we actually get a fair deal, because that's what's actually going to make a future for all of us.
Writers have been on strike there since May. The Federal Reserve made no change to its key interest rate today. Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Recent readings on consumer spending have been particularly robust. Activity in the housing sector has picked up somewhat, though it remains well below levels of a year ago, largely reflecting higher mortgage rates.
One more hike is expected by the end of the year. House Republicans are grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland today on Capitol Hill. Here's CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee have been critical of the Department of Justice and Attorney General Garland. And Chairman Jim Jordan certainly didn't back down as he accused the department of two systems of justice.
There's one investigation protecting President Biden. There's another one attacking President Trump.
Nothing, said Merrick Garland, could be further from the truth.
We apply the same laws to everyone.
The hearing follows indictments against Hunter Biden and former President Trump and ahead of an impeachment inquiry next week into President Biden. Secretary of State Antony Blinken addressed the UN today about Russia.
Russia is committing war crimes and crimes against humanity in Ukraine on an almost daily basis.
Ukraine's President Zelensky denounced Russia as a terror state. The number of babies born with syphilis in one state in the South is spiking. Here's CBS's Matt Piper.
There's been the largest spike in congenital syphilis in Mississippi. Between 2016 and last year, cases rose from 10 to 110, marking a 1,000% increase. That's according to a new report from the University of Mississippi Medical Center. 71% of the infants were black, 25% were white.
If untreated, syphilis could be deadly.
Leaves and branches just pop right out at you.
A Bob Ross painting called A Walk in the Woods just sold at auction for $9.8 million. It was the first painting ever featured on his iconic PBS show. This is CBS News. Your creation.
You need to hire fast and hire right? You need Indeed. Their all-in-one hiring platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Republicans gaveled in and out of the special session to address the state's workforce challenges called by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers today. Republican Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu acknowledged the state's workforce issues, but said the best way to attract and retain workers would be to create a competitive tax structure. The special session will reconvene again tomorrow for what the Senate Majority Leader called a skeletal session. A bipartisan bill proposal would implement drastic voting changes in the state. Two Republicans and two Democrats proposed legislation to allow Wisconsin voters to cast ballots in congressional primaries for any candidates, regardless of political affiliation. The five candidates who received the most votes would advance to the general election in the state. The legislation would only apply to elections for the United States House of Representatives and Senate, not state representative elections. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a whopper of a Wednesday edition. I feel relatively confident. I had to verify the day of the week. It used to be here in the studio for me, you know, bold, obvious. Dom, welcome to Wednesday. I understand it's Wednesday.
Happy hump day to you, Crudy. It's a Friday to me. Nate, working the board, our fair audience. Great to be with all of you.
What do you mean it's a Friday to you, Dom?
Yeah, I'm taking a few days off. Steffi and I are going to head out to Colorado, do a little hiking in the mountains, and get away for a minute.
Well, have no fear. We'll put together fine shows in Dom's absence. Hell, I'm going on the road without you. You're going on the road. I'm going on the road. I'm going to Green Bay tomorrow, going to Titletown, and I'm going to have a fine co-devil in your absence. Kristen Lyerly going to fill in for you. An OBGYN, she's very, very sharp, unlike you.
Yeah.
So Kristen's going to help me co-pilot. Tomorrow, I got the mayor of Green Bay coming on at 4:30. The current mayor, Eric Gingrich. I got the former mayor, Jim Schmidt, our buddy. Mayor and Mino, I got them coming in the 5 o'clock hour.
Oh,
and
nice.
Kristen, again, it's going to be co-deviling with me all day. And Friday, Dom, in deference to the Badger game, 6 o'clock kickoff, WRJN, our flagship, please listen there, or WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, or, you know, down in Richland Center on WRCE, or up in Amory on WLAK. I got to remember all the different places. Who jammed Civic Media's airwaves so full of these sports? Dom, you know, it's hard to keep them straight.
Yes, it's impacting my lifestyle, Michael.
It is literally impacting our lifestyle. So anyways, this Friday, Pete Schwabe, who's a fine journalist and has got a show on Wisconsin Public Television, the director's cut, but he's going to do a more entertaining Friday edition, less political, a little lighter Friday pitch. We'll see how Pete does, but I'll be gone because I am speaking this weekend. I got a little speaking engagement, Dom, you know, weddings, bar mitzvahs, whoever invites me, I go out and spread the word about Civic Media, the Devil's Advocates. I'm speaking to the Democratic Party Rural Caucus in Plover, Wisconsin this Saturday, Dom. Be there if you can. But next week, so Green Bay for me, off to Colorado, Rocky Mountain High for Dom. And next week, back on the road. Now, Friday, That's a no-brainer for us, Tom. Oktoberfest in La Crosse, where we went to college, our fine alma mater. You can call it that if you graduated from it.
Did you graduate from it?
I did.
Okay. You have a diploma?
Oh, yeah. It's in the
and
office.
You got all the requisite credits?
I'm a little fuzzy on that last half-credit so gym long class.
So long ago.
I am a half a credit deficient, according to academic standards, at the fine University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. I came in half a credit short, but the diploma came in the mail, and I dropped that class I was going to pick up that last credit. No, I'm out of here. The diploma's here. I'm done.
Did you pay for that last class, or did you just drop it?
Dropped it, dude. No, who's paying?
All right.
I'm not even sure if I ever enrolled for it. I like had the intent to go pick it up, and the diploma came.
I was going to graduate, but then I didn't.
So
then I got high.
No, I graduated. Don't even go there. 7 years, man. Seven of the best years of my life.
Dr. Crute.
University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. My major, no longer such a big deal in that they don't even offer it any longer.
You took the last one and went home.
You know what it's worth? Not as much as that Charmin in there. But anyways, gets me on the radio with you each and every day. Going to do it in La Crosse next Friday. But next Thursday, Dom, we got a sports conflict. An unforeseen sports conflict at the beginning of the year. The Brewers had a 6-something start time Thursday night. And then apparently, perhaps in deference to the fact that the Packers are playing on Thursday night football, right? Thursday night against your Detroit Lions. Both teams currently 1-1, but well, no, you know, Packers have one game and Detroit has one more game. And the next Thursday night, Dom, they play together. And we were going to go see our friends in Richland Center. And what a fine idea that was, because WRCO is our Packer affiliate in Richland Center. And, you know, we got lots of political friends. Hell, Dale Schultz was coming to see us, all kinds of people. And then I took a harder look at the newly revised Major League Baseball schedule for next Thursday. Brewers going to play during our show.
Oh.
The Talker in Richland Center, WRCE, is also home of the Milwaukee Brewers. So we would literally be broadcasting in the market, and you'd be hearing the Brewer game. So all our fine guests, all our best laid plans. You know where we were staying that night? The White House. The White House in Richland Center. I requested the Lincoln bedroom for you.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, we're going to have to reschedule. That's going to be a very soon in the future sort of thing. But we're going to have to redirect ourselves. The Fall in Love tour. You know, literally, we're both going on the road again for the Fall in Love on the solstice tomorrow. The end of summer. Today is the last day, Dom. Cling to it.
Get after it. It's a beautiful day.
But Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 commences again anew tomorrow. I'll be in Green Bay. And it seems somewhat redundant, Dom, but pretty sure I got to drag you back to Green Bay next Thursday for a Packer game against Detroit. It's the only way it's going to make sense. I've done the math. It doesn't align. There's too many markets playing the Brewers or whatever, or the Packers. So we got to go to Green Bay. We got to go to the source. I think we'll be back in Green Bay next week, Dom.
All right, man. Put some miles on. Meet some of our friends up again in Green Bay. Line them up for a couple of times. Could that be two Fridays in a row for you?
It will be.
Damn.
So tomorrow, if you're in Green Bay, come on down to Washington Street, right on the Foxy River, downtown Green Bay. About 6 o'clock, hang out there because we're immediately going to the bar. I got the mayor and Mino. I got a whole crew of guys. We're going to the bar, Dom. So if you join us there, I'm pretty sure Crudy's good for at least the first drink.
Come on down. Crudy, first test day of fall is on Saturday, like Saturday early morning.
Well, tomorrow is technically the solstice. Last 12 hours of sunlight and 12-hour darkness day. But the Republicans keep trying to drag it to more darkness, Dom. I think they'd love 24 hours of darkness, transparency. Let me lay out some transparency. Let's get to the political lead of the day, Dom. And here's what I would say. These Republicans, they're not even good at this game anymore. They have laid out a constitutional amendment, or at least proposed it. And let me cut to the chase, Dom. This is pure kabuki theater theatrics. It's about voter ID, right? Oh, we've already litigated that. We've legislated that. It's the law of the land currently.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So why do Republicans at this late hour, considering it already is the law of the land, why do they feel it's necessary, Dom, to roll out this constitutional amendment today? And you have to pass it through two sessions of both the Assembly and the House. The Assembly and the Senate here in the state of Wisconsin. Well, that's
two consecutive sessions.
Well, that would not be a problem with the current maps. And if they get it done quick enough, Dom, guess when this constitutional amendment would be on the ballot for a statewide referendum?
When?
November of 2024. Presumably, that is the same date that if there is a reconfiguration, let's just say, a redistricting, well, every single district theoretically could be on the ballot on the November 2024 ballot. Every congressman in the state of Wisconsin, every legislative, well, certainly the assembly people, and perhaps with the reconfiguration, every senator, state senator, could be on the ballot. So we've already got the law in the books, the voter ID. You don't really, really, really need to do this, right? Unless your real underlying intent is to turn out conservative voters in the 2024 fall. So the constitutional amendment, when you hear them say, you know, it's all patriotism and, you know, everybody can get a voter ID, right? They use all sorts of stupid analogies why it's so easy to get a voter ID, unless it's not. Unless it's not, and I would still contend that it should be unconstitutional under Wisconsin's constitution, because our state constitution says anything between the registration and the commitment of the vote, any hurdle, by definition, is unconstitutional. And that's what this is. But a constitutional amendment, Dom, let's just call it what it is. It is transparently a Republican get out the vote mechanism for the fall of 2024. That's all this is. That's the entire underlying motivation.
The reporting at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Hope Carnop, from the body of the piece, the constitutional amendment proposed by Rep. Patrick Snyder, a Republican from Schofield, and Senator Van Wangard from Racine, would not change the provisional ballot process and any exceptions, but rather spell them out in the state constitution. The legislature would also retain the ability to make laws to create new exceptions. Here's the quote. Ensuring the legitimacy of voters in an election is a prerequisite of democratic government. Wisconsin law has required the use of photo identification, with some exceptions under law, for over a decade, and voter ID requirements have consistent support nationwide, the lawmakers wrote in a memo seeking co-sponsors. Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard said this: the proposal is part of an ongoing Republican effort to cast doubt and sow mistrust in the safety and security of our elections. Voter ID is already required by law in Wisconsin, Crudy. Get out the vote mechanism, right?
So the stop the steal, it was rigged. They stole it from Trump party. Not only wants voter ID, of course, that is the law of the land for the last decade, but they need to double down with the constitutional amendment. Double reinforce it. Why? Because the people that would be attracted to go out and vote specifically for an issue like this, well, they're MAGA, man. So just know what it is. Call it what it is. It is a MAGA get out the vote mechanism for those that think it's going to be a rigged election. Come back. It'll be a whopper of a Wednesday right here on the Devil's Advocates. You stick around.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Partly cloudy tonight, 59 the low. For Thursday, mostly sunny and 82. Partly cloudy, mid-50s for Thursday night. Friday, chance of afternoon showers and storms. Otherwise, mostly sunny and highs in the upper 70s.
Right now, it's 84.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines at 844-967-2789.
That song still to this day makes me think of Lenny. Don, why are we playing the bicycle song? I almost misquoted the artist. Queen. I almost demoted Queen to Prince.
Well, Prince is pretty solid, man. I don't know if that's much of a demotion.
But Prince did not sing Bicycle. That was Queen. So,
correct.
And I've got the wrong royal band in this case momentarily in my mind. At least it was within the royal family.
King Diamond? Oh, I don't know.
Merrick Garland, the Attorney General of the United States, should be on the Supreme Court, but that's a whole different story for a different day. But he gave testimony on the Hill today. And he was questioned by a number of congressmen, including Wisconsin's own Toxic Tom Tiffany.
Now, we were just in Toxic Tom's district not so long ago, Crew.
We were in the 7th, yeah. Northwoods of Wisconsin primarily is Tom Tiffany's district, sort of the northwestern part of Wisconsin. Well, Tom was on the Hill today, and he was asking, I've got to admit, he completely stumped the Attorney General of the United States.
I mean, you know, and Garland's a pretty smart guy. You got to wonder what magic did Tom Tiffany bring to the table? I mean, how gloriously did he represent the Wisconsin citizens in the 7th Congressional District?
Well, we've got the sound. Nate, you did the work, played for the people. Representative Tom Tiffany from Wisconsin 7th. You can hear us there in Ambry and Hayward and all across the Northwoods. But play Tom. He's making you proud, looking out for the people here in Madison, really.
There was a World Naked Bike Ride in Madison, Wisconsin, just a couple months ago, and I sent you a letter 2 months ago asking if you had a problem with that because it exposed a 10-year-old girl by the race organizer, the bike organizers, to pedaling around Madison, Wisconsin naked. Do you think that's a problem? And why did you not answer our letter from 2 months ago?
I'm sorry. I'll have to ask the Office of Legislative Affairs to get back to you about this.
But it was written in crayon, Congressman. I didn't take it seriously at the time. How could he not give it the proper weight? You know, there's
how do you naked, not respond to me? What are you doing? Other things?
Presumably, and embarrassment. We've talked about the naked bike ride and the young girl
who was there with her parents,
apparently with their consent. Apparently they're not as modest as Tom Tiffany is. That's a big deal to Republicans so often.
Well, very,
other
very
people's
important.
Bodies.
Yes, yes. Very important. You know, never mind that there were no local or state charges levied. You know, never mind that. Tom Tiffin, you're going to get to the bottom of this. And Merrick Garland, how dare you? How dare you, sir, not respond to my crayon letter?
About a naked girl.
Threw a son in the corner and everything.
I bet Tom would. Probably the happy son. You know, the smiley son.
I don't believe in the smiley face. Son.
Well, Dom, again, Republicans continue to obsess over other people's bodies, especially women. Especially women. Because I don't think Tom Tiffany gives a damn about some man and his Viagra. But these Republicans, they care about the women and the babies and the tax cuts for the fetuses, Dom. That's the newest legislative proposal here on the state level. I cannot believe this is the coverage we bring you on the greatest radio show ever. Tax cuts for your fetus. But here's the kicker, Dom. If you abort that fetus, you can't take that tax cut in Wisconsin. Not under the new legislative proposal.
What if you abort the fetus after the end of the calendar year, your tax year? I mean, can you still claim it then? Because it's a new year. And what if there's
you
like,
have
what
to work the calendar? You'd have to sandbag that pregnancy.
Come on, man. I mean, and then what if there's a debate over whose baby it is? That's my tax cut. That's my tax cut, Crudy.
That is absolutely his tax cut. I don't even know that tax cut bearing woman. I mean, that is theoretically, it's not really addressed in the legislative piece, then, but
it's shocking. Really? They may have thought it all the way through.
If there is a question of paternity, who gets the tax cut?
Can you get like a half, like a 50% of that tax cut for a sperm and or an egg? You know what I mean? I mean, because, you know, two of them together equal one whole. Can I get at least take a half, like a portion of the tax cut? You know what I mean? I'm just, you know, spitballing here, man. If we're going to go down this road, let's explore. Because I got millions and millions of tax cuts I'd like to claim.
And you know, some are saying right now, well, this is ludicrous. This is not really an issue, is it? Ask the Virgin Mary.
Now, there's a woman who stuck to her story.
Who gets that tax cut? Dom, I don't know if we even told the people. We got a fine guest joining us in the Happier Happy Hour, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. Going to help us work some of the legal theories out, Dom, but Republicans propose a tax exemption for unborn children among measures to promote adoption and reduce abortions. You know, if it's a tax cut, Republican lawmakers.
I mean, literally, right? What do we joke about? What is the Republicans' response to everything? Everything.
Tax cut for fetuses?
I mean, a tax cut for this, a tax cut for that. I'm going to give you a tax cut for the tax cut.
Dominic, Republican law. I know we're short on time. I just want to get it started. Republican lawmakers are pitching a set of bills they say would support families, encourage adoption, and in some cases, reduce abortions in Wisconsin because you'd lose the tax cut. Dominic, included in the legislative package are bills that would classify unborn children as dependents for tax purposes, and increase the dependent exemption, fund grants for families seeking to adopt, further define abortion under state law, and prohibit public employees from engaging in abortion-related work within the scope of their government employment. Now, Tony Evers will veto any of these legislative pieces that come through the House, Assembly, pardon me, and Senate. But that's not going to stop him, right? This is the party of small government and telling other people, especially women, what they can do with their bodies. Well, hell, at least they're giving you a tax exemption, but only if you carry the term. What about miscarriages? Do you get like half a tax credit? Come back.
What about more twins doubles. Or triplets?
Oh, indeed.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. Stellantis says it plans to lay off hundreds of workers in two states amid auto strikes. WWJ reporter Jeff Gilbert.
Stellantis is laying off 68 workers at its Toledo machining plant. They say they anticipate layoffs at casting and transmission plants in Kokomo, Indiana.
The Federal Reserve skipped an interest rate hike today. Market strategist Ellis Pfeiffer.
the economy is still moving along and at a little bit higher pace than they would like to see it. And so they would like for things to slow down a little bit more.
The goal is still to get inflation down to 2%. The Fed meets again next month. And climate change was the focus today at the UN. Femi Naomi Matafa is the Prime Minister of Samoa.
The pursuit of profit over the well-being of humanity is not right.
A total of 23 climate disasters have already cost the U.S. more than $1 billion in damages this year alone. CBS News Brief, I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Chippewa County Sheriff's job may be in jeopardy following a four-hour closed session this week. The meeting reportedly involved concerns raised by a county employee regarding Sheriff Travis Hakes and the workplace. The precise conduct that triggered these concerns to be raised by that county employee is not yet known. A motion filed by the county board notes an October 10th meeting could involve authorizing charges and the statutory removal of the sheriff. A press release from the Chippewa County Board cited Chapter 7, Section 69 of the Chippewa County Human Resources Manual, which covers the county's workplace violence policy. Sheriff Hakes released a statement accusing the board of disregarding due process. In the statement, Sheriff Hakes stated, quote, "I realize that in many parts of this country it has become politically fashionable to disparage and bash law enforcement officers for doing their jobs. It is sad to see that these people have climbed on that bandwagon." Hakes vows to fight to keep his job against what he called unconstitutional and overreaching acts by other elected officials and their minions. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. The fix for political junkies everywhere.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You would hardly know it's a special session day here in the state of Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers trying to address a multitude of problems, called a special session, called the legislature in and said, let's deal with things like child care, workforce development issues, because, you know, if you can't go to work because your kid's sick or you can't find adequate or affordable child care, that becomes a workforce issue. So let's talk about it. Let's see if we can get some solutions. And the Republicans, I believe we have this sound as well. I think it's important to share this sound, Dom. The amount of goodwill that Republicans can build up in just 38 seconds. We got it for you. Play it for the people, Nate. Here is your special session in the great state of Wisconsin. Indulge me for about 38 seconds.
Representative from the 67th.
Mr. Speaker, move that face. I'm going to stand adjourned until Thursday.
The hour of 12 p.m. on Wednesday, September 20th, having arrived, the assembly is in
September 2023 special session. The chair recognizes the gentleman from the 67th.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the Assembly stand adjourned until Thursday, September 21st at 10:01 a.m.
The question is, shall the Assembly stand adjourned until Thursday, September 21st at 10:01 a.m.? All in favor will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed signify by saying no.
No.
The Assembly stands adjourned until Thursday, September 21st at 10:01 a.m.
38
seconds.
See? Efficient governance, those Republicans.
You know, I bet a lot of these Republicans, 38 seconds, I bet that would be a record. Just ask their wives or mistresses. 844-967-2789. Ah. So, you know, they didn't take up the special session, but what they did.
They're going to meet tomorrow, though, Crudy. I'm sure they'll address it then.
Well, what they did roll out was tax cuts for fetuses. You know, it's a future tax cut, Dom. 844-967-2789.
Does a fetus need a photo ID before they can get the tax cut?
No, but before they can vote. Cindy from Appleton, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Cindy.
Hello. Well, I just showed you how ignorant the Republicans are, for God's sakes. We are in a climate crisis. We are in an overpopulation crisis. And instead of encouraging women to have children they don't want, we should be encouraging and giving tax credits and tax breaks to women who do not have children.
Discouraging breeding, Cindy? That's not the American way, well, according to Republicans. Well,
and the thing is, though, after women have so many children and get this tax break, are they going to then become welfare mamas? They're going to be mooching off the system now because they're getting tax breaks to have unwanted children. I mean, just think of the stupidity of this. It just is. I mean, I can't believe these Republicans can even come up with stuff like this. It's so stupid.
Well, of course, it's creating legal rights for a fetus. It's really more about that, Cindy. It's creating legal rights that do not exist for a clump of cells. And the only threshold here, and this could be as early as 6 weeks, is a quote-unquote fetal heartbeat. So at the point when there is any sort of rhythmic beating, then you're eligible for a tax credit, Cindy. But really,
I know,
what they...
so ridiculous.
You see what they're doing is trying to really establish rights in vitro. That would be my take on it, Cindy.
Corporations are people, so I guess now fetuses are people too.
And every sperm is sacred, Cindy. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789. Matt from Johnson's Creek. Welcome, Matt. What do you got for us?
Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. I mean, I don't know. This tax credit, it might be a case of the broken clock being right twice a day. I mean, we could look at it as some support to single mothers who have no other options, no better options. I don't know. Maybe there's an opportunity here to kind of get in there and say, hey, while we're giving them tax credits, how about all prenatal care is free too, right? Like, put it on the plate. Maybe try to work in something. I don't know. But it's possible that the Republicans might have screwed up and actually helped women for once.
No.
Because there are women who do want to keep but can't. Yeah, I know. It's probably not. But conversely, so I have a counterpoint, though. If we're talking about rights for fetuses, I can't wait. I would kind of hope this passes. So I want to see some, I don't know, 17 and 9-month-old, you know, firebrand then sue to be able to vote because he is now 18 years of age, not 18 years from birth. Like, when do rights become established? And are we making the voting age from birth, from when they give you rights?
I'm not sure.
Lots of questions.
When the clock starts ticking, Matt. But your phone stopped working, so you're outie. Sorry, man.
Crudy, classifying unborn children as dependents. You know, again, your point that yes, this is what starts giving them some sort of rights, giving it a clump
well, then
of cells.
Abortion sort of becomes murder.
Well, they already think that. That's already the case. So this is more of that. But my question is a tax cut, but what about a tax credit? I mean, what if there's no taxes to cut for the folks that are having the baby?
What about the fetus, man? He could have some earned income. It's got to offset with that tax cut. Here's what's in her
meals and entertainment don't count, Crudy. It's a write-off.
if there wasn't some booze involved, most women would never get pregnant. But let me just throw this out there. State Senator Kelder Royce, Democrat for Madison, says, and she is a staunch advocate for abortion access, said in a statement, Republican politicians are doubling down on their unpopular anti-abortion stance. That's not how they call it, but she says they don't care what women and families actually need. Access to contraception, paid family leave, childcare, and the restoration of our rights. GOP legislators just want to ban abortion and call it a day. Again, that's Kelda Royce. So, Dom, let's lay out a few of the Republican proposals. I got the bullet points here. Maybe we can tag team this. Number one, here's the newest proposal of your Wisconsin GOP. Classify an unborn child as a dependent for tax purposes, beginning in the taxable year in which a person who is qualified to perform an ultrasound is able to detect a fetal heartbeat. The dependent tax exemption could not be claimed without an attestation from a person who provided the ultrasound that they were able to detect a fetal heartbeat. It could not be claimed for a pregnancy that ends in an abortion, Dom. The bill would also increase the individual income tax exemption for the fetus or a dependent, as it says here, from $700 to $1,000. Let's give tax breaks to fetuses.
An income tax exemption.
Now, do you mail in the ultrasound with your tax forms? Seriously, the attestation.
Yes.
The attestation.
Attestation.
Does the ultrasound person now is working in the tax business?
Yeah, your doctor, of course. I mean, that'd be your doctor.
Well, I'm not sure. Maybe it's an ultrasound tech, but now they're also your tax preparer, or at least they're your key to a tax write-off. This seems like a cumbersome way to get it. I mean, because what if you got to go back and get the forms? I just dealt with some business taxes earlier this week, Dom. It's hard enough getting your tax, you know, like documents from your bank. Now we're talking about getting them from the ultrasound provider.
Yeah, what about HIPAA? Curdy, another bullet point here. Republicans in Wisconsin, here's what they say. Number two, require the State Department of Health Services to award a grant to Choose Life Wisconsin to be distributed among anti-abortion counseling centers, often referred to as pregnancy resource centers or crisis pregnancy centers.
They don't actually provide any services, though. They mostly provide misinformation to young, vulnerable, pregnant women.
Choose Life Wisconsin, Inc. was formed by the Wisconsin Family Council and Pro-Life Wisconsin and approved as a special license plate in 2016. Purchase of the plate sent a tax-deductible $25 contribution to the corporation, which distributes funds to the pregnancy counseling centers, quote-unquote. The bill would send $1 million per fiscal year to the corporation, which could be distributed in amounts up to $50,000 to anti-abortion counseling centers. Nothing like a giveaway to the, you know, what, forced government birthing advocates.
And I would say that's in all probability backed by religious organizations. I mean, Wisconsin Family Action. Come on, dude. That's purely Christianity out there seeking financial reimbursement from the government teat.
All the way.
Dom, here's the next one. Allocate $5 million for a grant program to be administered by the Department of Children and Families. Grants would be distributed to organizations that provide financial assistance to prospective adoptive families. We have a lot of children who need a loving home, and this bill would help families to bring children into their family unit so they could provide a loving, caring environment for them, according to Rep. Donna Rosier, a Republican from Marshfield. It should not be that they cannot afford to do that. That would throw up that barrier. Let me point something out here. As a kid who was literally a freaking ward of the state of Wisconsin, you know what we really need? Foster parents. You know, why don't you rent the kid? Hell, the state will pay you reimbursement in some part for actually bringing a kid into your home. Do you have to go adopt a lily white baby from Russia, get your offset? Or could you perhaps consider taking one of the multitude of kids, be it CHIPS kids, kids in need of protection, or more permanent placement? And you know what? I tell you what. If you take that foster kid and you do your part, why don't we waive all adoption fees for that action? I'd be all down for that because that might actually get people to be foster parents, which is what Wisconsin desperately needs because there's no problem with people adopting the pretty little white babies.
844-967-2789. Looks at some callers in. D from Waukesha, you will be next. Welcome, D. What do you got for us?
Hey, D.
Hi. I was just wondering if the Republicans have also proposed what a follow-up to that tax credit, because, I mean, a lot of women, including myself, have miscarried well after that fetal heartbeat is detected. So if you go and declare that tax credit and then the next year you don't, are they going to be tracking you and then take you to court and charge you with murder or something? Or
well, D, that will be
court and make you litigate.
It will be a financial clawback through the State Department of Revenue, and then they'll charge you about 12% in penalties and fines, as they typically do. And
well,
I'm only
going to be great for all women to have to
just deal with D. That's like only that. Half tongue in cheek, but that's literally what I think
they would do.
They would revoke the credit. They would take it back. You'd have a tax liability, and because it was not paid in the tax year where it was due, they would put penalties and fees. I believe that starts at 12%.
They just suck. They ought to do their damn jobs.
Yes, D, thank you for the call. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Angie from Monroe, you will be next. Welcome, Angie. What do you got for us?
Hey, Angie.
Hi. I was just wondering if they were going to, the government was planning on paying for this proof that they wanted, because a lot of people don't have insurance, first of all.
Mm.
Second of all, we are actually short on doctors, especially doctors, any kind of doctors to deal with babies, because of these laws, and a lot of the doctors have already moved. So trying to hurry up and get this proof before you have to turn in your taxes by, April 15th, will almost be impossible.
Great point, Angie. We appreciate it. I mean, it's hard to fathom, you know, all these other questions that we have. And then what is the practical reality, or what are the Republicans actually trying to accomplish? What? They want to do everything other than change their stance on a woman's right to choose.
According to the paper, Dom, and these new legislative proposals by the state GOP caucus, UW Medical School Dean warns that the bill would jeopardize OBGYN accreditation. Wisconsin, the medical school here, a nationally recognized medical school, but effectively this would prevent them from teaching that sort of care at the medical school here, and they would lose their accreditation, and by extension, Wisconsin would have fewer OBGYNs. You know, I got Kristen Lyerly. She's an OBGYN. She lives in Green Bay. I'm going on the road tomorrow. We're going to broadcast from WGBW. Kristen's going to be my co-devil. I think we're going to talk about this a lot. We'll talk about it with you as well. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be next at 844-967-2789. Give me that fetal tax cut already.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain. I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the upper 50s. Sunshine, beautiful, high in the low 80s tomorrow. Mid-70s and a couple of storms around Friday and Friday night. More showers and thunderstorms possible for the weekend, breezy and cooler. Upper 70s Saturday, only upper 60s Sunday. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else. Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Taking your calls at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, we've been talking about some... let's call them Republican proposals that I perceive as very anti-woman. You know, again, this supposed small government party telling women how to control their bodies, trying to create legal rights for fetuses and a tax break, of course, because that's what they do.
That's what Republicans
they
do, right?
They give tax breaks. That's their deal. We talked about the fact that some of these laws, though, could actually have grave impact. Here's a little quote, Dom. The prohibition that this bill places on counseling in favor of abortion services or making referrals would certainly be viewed as a serious infringement on the doctor-patient relationship, which is central to the practice of medicine. It would also be viewed as impairing a physician's ability to practice medicine consistent with the accepted standards of care. Oh, they don't care. Andre Jacques, your boy Dom, said the proposal was especially timely given that Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's recent decision to resume abortions in Wisconsin after a Dane County judge signaled in July that she did not believe the state's abortion law bans consensual procedures like those performed at Planned Parenthood. And the move came after abortions were made unavailable in Wisconsin for over a year thanks to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. We've talked about the Dobbs quite a bit, Dom. Now, the organization resumed abortions in Wisconsin on Monday. Here's one more quote. Republicans will not stop until the use of the word abortion is punishable by law. Their obsession with controlling women's bodies and health decisions poses a grave danger to people everywhere. This, according to Senate Minority Leader, our recent guest, Melissa Agard. While Planned Parenthood has resumed services at two locations in Wisconsin, other healthcare organizations throughout the state have not. Republican actions today show just how important it is that we continue the uphill battle to restore and defend abortion access. Again, that the quote from Melissa Agard.
844-967-2789. Deb from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Deb. What do you got for us?
Hey, Deb.
Hi. Hi there. Hey, I love you guys. But other than that, or put that aside, not really put it aside because I do love you. But anyway,
oh, thanks, Deb.
I think we could fix this whole abortion thing by using our statutes we have for when a person gets divorced, what they have to pay if they have a child. So support. And make the state support these moms that didn't want to have kids to begin with. If they're going to insist that they carry a pregnancy to term, then the state should pay them until that child is 18.
But
I just think it would.
And I'm only trying to figure out the math calculation. Dom's done payroll. Dom's worked in the financial services, helping companies deal with things. Cause some people have, you know, child support. I know that I've worked with people over the years that have had such a obligation, but it's usually a percentage of their earnings. And for some, it feels quite substantial.
I know. Wouldn't that be great?
It's like 18, 25 to 36%, depending on the number of dependents fathered. Presumably,
right.
It's the father paying. Well, Papa Voss, is he on for 18% of the state's surplus should be allocated to all these new mamas that are going to need, you know, let's call it the Voss sugar daddy treatment.
That's right. That's right. It kind of goes along with the thing of if men could get pregnant, there'd be an abortion clinic on every corner of every street.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yep. If men could get pregnant,
there would be. Thank you for taking my call. I've been wanting to say that because it just drives me crazy that they're forcing people, even if it's a baby from incest or rape. I mean, seriously.
I know, it's terrible. It's just terrible.
It is terrible. Thank you very much.
Appreciate your call. Why did she say she had to set aside the fact that she loved us?
No.
Never set that aside. No.
She didn't set aside. She hung on. Thanks, Deb. Let's get a few more in here before James Santel, a former U.S. attorney, friend of ours, host of Morning Cannolis, joins us at the top of the hour. Jennifer from Waterloo, you're next. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer.
Well, if our legislation can gavel in, gavel out for this child care thing, we should be able to gavel in, gavel out on this. Anybody who has a person in their life that can get pregnant should not get behind this because they just want to be able to prove that everyone thinks that a pregnancy is a child, that a fetus is a child. And that's what they want to prove. And we shouldn't allow that.
I believe, like you perhaps, Jennifer, I think this is an effort to extend legal rights to a clump of cells, a fetus, effectively. They're extending rights to a cardiac heartbeat, and they can't even prove that it's really a heart yet. That's like 6 weeks into pregnancy.
We shouldn't even acknowledge it. Then that gives them the mile they need to take this further in a legal matter.
Well, Jennifer, I think that's the underlying motive. I think these Republicans, both through the constitutional ID proposition, the amendment, which is really a turnout mechanism for the conservatives for the fall of 2024. They think that might be the only chance they have. Better turn out theirs. And these newest anti-abortion, anti-women, anti-choice. This is as far as these Republicans can get. You know, God told me that I should tell you how to control your body. Yeah, but that's not my God. Doesn't matter. My God's the best God. You know, as a man of some religious faith, Dom, it bothers even I. You know, I can be opposed to abortion on some moral level and still realize, but that's not my body. 844. You know, like I don't have a say. It's not my body. Can I get that tax cut, though? 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, how you doing, fella?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, devils. Everybody loves the devils, don't they? I mean, I don't know anybody that does. Maybe CJ doesn't love him, but I think
he does. He does.
He loves us more than our wives do, man. He listens to me more than my wife ever does.
That's totally awesome, you guys. Great show today. All I'm going to say on this topic is, do you realize, boss, why Judge Janet got elected in the state by a landslide? Because it was a landslide. And just keep up what you're doing, because you're going to lose everything eventually. You're not going to be able to keep it. And, you know, go ahead and try to impeach her and see where that goes. You know, anyway, you guys got a great show. And, like, I love the devils. Mrs. Wisco loves the devils. So I think everybody loves the devils.
We have better listeners, better callers, and better ideas, Paul.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. I think that's Mrs. Wisco. Agree.
I think it was.
Let's sneak Paul in here. Mark from the SAC. Mark, we're short on time, but welcome.
Yeah, and I don't imagine they want to protect the unborn from all the environmental contaminants they insist on pumping into the environment.
No,
people to keep people check out Wisconsin statutes 940.13. No fine or imprisonment be imposed or enforced against, and no prosecution may be brought against a woman who obtains an abortion or otherwise it violates any abortion statute. So,
well, they're going to stick it to the providers. That's the fear, Mark. If you don't have any providers, doesn't matter. But now we do. Planned Parenthood. Come back, Jim Santel, our fine guest. Happier happy hours now.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.